91X News.
It's 4 degrees and cloudy. Partly cloudy, sorry. I'm Sam Norman with 91X News. Breast cancer experts are cheering what could be one of the biggest advances in more than a decade. Studies show two new medicines significantly delay the time until women with advanced cases get worse. A drug long used in organ transplants, Afinitor, also kept cancer in check longer for women who have stopped responding to hormone-blocking treatments. Breast cancer patient Rachel Midget says she has seen a dramatic improvement in her health since starting Afinitor.
My life is getting back to normal, which is just amazing. If you told me 2 years ago that this drug would get me to this point, I would not have believed it. It's just been a dream come true.
The experimental drug from Genentech, called pertuzumab, held cancer at bay for an average of 18 months when given with standard treatment versus 12 months for others given only the usual treatment. A spokesman for the UN mission in Ivory Coast says three people were killed this week in the lead-up to legislative elections scheduled for Sunday. Hamadoun Tour confirmed that the three people were killed in a rocket launch attack in the western region of Grand Lahou on Wednesday, but could not provide the details. Defense Minister Paul Kofi Kofi said Thursday candidates have been traveling with armed men, giving the appearance of a militia. Tor said that the UN deplores the isolated violent incidents provoked by armed men who surround candidates that disturb the tranquility of the population. Ivory Coast is holding its first election since the divisive 2010 presidential ballot, which nearly plunged the country into civil war. The union representing journalists and other Toronto Star employees is adding its voice to those complaining about Toronto Mayor Rob Ford's boycott of the newspaper's reporters. Ford's decision to exclude Star reporters in emails about city events and press releases threatens the ability of all reporters to do their job, said Paul Morse. Morse is the president of Local 87M of the Communications, Energy, and Paper Workers Union of Canada. Virginia Tech confirmed a police officer and one other person have been killed in shootings on the university campus. Authorities are looking for a gunman. Lindsay Brookbank of the student paper Collegiate Times says students were warned of the news through an alert system put in place after the shootings in 2007 that left 33 people dead.
The Virginia Tech website instantly warned students, stay inside after reports someone shot a police officer near the Virginia Tech Coliseum parking lot. Urgent text messages going out to students warning them that a white man wearing sweatpants, a hat, a sweatshirt, and backpack was seen fleeing the shooting scene and heading toward another campus building. Virginia Tech's sensitive to any gun violence after a student gunman killed 32 people, wounded two dozen others, and then killed himself nearly 5 years ago. Andy Field, ABC News.
A law enforcement official says initial reports indicated that the shooting followed a traffic stop. That's 91X News to 301. Here's Tim Baer with sports.
The Los Angeles Angels signed two of the biggest free agents on the market today. First baseman Albert Pujols was signed a 10-year contract worth $254 million. And later on in the day, starter C.J. Wilson was inked for 5 years and will earn a total of $77.5 million. It's already the third most expensive free agent spending spree for one team in Major League Baseball history. After beginning the season with 5 wins in a row, Loyalists' men's volleyball team has hit a rough patch that's seen them drop their last 4. Last night, they took to their home court looking for redemption. Evan Cook has the story.
We want to go out with a win tonight, get into the Christmas break with high hopes, and then start fresh second semester.
The wishes of setter Matt Woods came true last night as the Loyalist Lancers men's volleyball team handed the Fleming Knights their 8th loss of the season in straight sets, 25-16, 25-23, and 25-15. Lancers head coach Dave Templar says that his team's preparation helped them turn the ship around after 4 straight losses.
I think what we did is just showed up Monday with as a coaching staff and as a team with some renewed energy and just really worked at practicing hard as if we were in a match and then tried to carry that into tonight.
The Lancers return to the court next after the Christmas break when they host the Cambrian Golden Shield. Evan Cook, 91X Sports, Loyalist College.
That's sports. Here's Sam Norman with 91X Weather.
91X weather. Today, sunny, wind becoming west, 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50 early this afternoon, and a high of +3. Tonight, increasing cloudiness, a few wet flurries beginning near midnight. Wind west, 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50, becoming light after midnight. Low of 0. Friday, a few wet flurries ending late in the afternoon, then cloudy with 40% chance of flurries. Wind becoming west, 30 kilometers an hour late in the evening, high plus 2. Right now it's 4 degrees. I'm Sam Norman with Tim Bear. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.